you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is that was just Parts Unknown with your host Chris, and now it's Mandus Cabinet with your host, this guy whose voice you are listening to.
Minds, everyone knows.
Maybe everyone knows, but I like to keep a little bit of mystery.
Sorry, DJ.
Little bit of mystery. I forgive you, Chris. Nonetheless, so the first tune I've got is this band. They're kind of dark, kind of sound like Godspeed You Black Emperor with less talking, a little bit like Mogwai Mono-ish. But they just have this terrible name. Ninth Moon Black is just, terrible name. Their album, it's this EP called Kalyug, like K-A-L-Y-U-G. The album art is quite badass, though. It's quite dark and destructive, and there's like all sorts of wispy lines. I don't know. It's actually a good tune if you look past the fact that their name is Ninth Moon Black. But so this is off that album, and that's what we're gonna start off with.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so that was the title track called Kalyug, K-A-L-Y-U-G, off Ninth Black Moon's album. So that was it was pretty good. They suggest on their MySpace listening to the album from start to finish. Yeah. That's some really good advice. I'm just being a dick right now. They're from Eugene, Oregon. So if you find yourself in Eugene, Oregon, then go for it. Do it up. And yeah. So they're playing a show February 26th and March 4th.
Where that at?
Both in Eugene.
Oh.
So should be good. The next tune I've got is by this guy named Pat Jordache, and he just released an album called Master Third Draft. And this guy is from Montreal or Alaska. His on MySpace, his location is Montreal, Alaska, Canada. So not 100%, but he is on Constellation Records, who is fantastic and Canadian. So we're going to play this tune. I hope everyone enjoys it, and even if you don't, I don't really care, because I'm going to.
Go! force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So that last track I played was this band Construction and Destruction. from Nova Scotia, I believe, and they have an album called Mutatis Mutandis, and not only is that an awesome album name because it kind of sounds like Mantis, and not and Construction kind of sounds like Cabinet, so it gets a point for me. But these guys are based out of, like I said, New Brunswick. Oh, no, Nova Scotia, rather. But they're playing a show in New Brunswick and then one in PEI April 1st and 2nd. So if you guys will find yourself on the East Coast, check it out, do it up, support, because they're pretty good. It's a dude and a girl duo. Good stuff. The next track we have...
That's song done by Mr. Li Zhang. You'll see his records in Chinatown. I don't know the name of the song, but it's nasty. It's Korean pop from the mid-70s. And after that, I'll have their song by the band The Strangers. And the song is called Navajo.
Alrighty, let's do that up proper.
Nah.
Alrighty, so what we first heard on that 3-song stint was this guy named Lee Jang-hee. Don't know the name of the album because it's written in Korean and I don't speak Korean or read Korean. Don't know the name of the song because it's also in Korean. But it was fun. It was fun. It was like trashy, sleazy, and awesome. Especially since it didn't come out like yesterday. It was like freaking mid-70s, right? Yeah, mid-70s. So that's pretty sweet. He has lived in Vancouver before. You can check out YouTube videos and you can be like, oh, look, that's where he was 30, 40 years ago. So that's kind of exciting. And I think, like was announced, the next band was The Strangers. And they did Navajo, which is also surfy and trashy and awesome. And yeah, so that was off what I assume to be a comp called Rare West Coast Surf Instrumentals. And then the last song that was there was Do Make Say Think off their album And Yet. The track name is Chinatown. Do Make Say Think is sweet. They were from Toronto originally. And yeah, so they've been around. I think their most recent album was called Other Truths, and it was like 4 songs. This is one of their earlier ones, and we have it on LP, and that's just way more awesome in the most pretentious way. But that being said, the next track I have is by this band named Xhol. I don't know how you pronounce it. X-H-O-L. And this is off this comp called Psychedelic Underground 16. So I can only assume there were 15 other ones. You know, if my math is right. But you know what? I just got a vent here. You know what really pisses me off about iTunes? Is that I've got this comp with like a bunch of various artists, and I just want to listen to that album. But no, it organizes it by artist and crap, so then I get like, oh, it's stupid. So there's like one artist with the one song on the comp, and it's just ridiculous, retarded. I'd have to go through and like search by albums to find it, but then I don't listen to most of my music through albums because I like listening, finally, like the artist. Oh, it's obnoxious. It takes way longer to sort through by frickin' album, because I don't have a lot of them. So, very angry about that. Very cheesed off. So, if anyone also shares my pain and wants to bitch about it, feel free to call. Or even better, if you've got another music program that'll work with an iPod, that organizes music better, I implore you, call in and let me know. I will dedicate a song to you. I will give you a hug if it doesn't suck.
What is phone number?
That's a good point. The phone number is 604-822-2487. Come again. That is 604-822-2487. I feel like an infomercial. But I'm not.
Call now.
Yes, call now. Call within the next 5 minutes and we'll double your order. Please pay extra shipping and handling. Okay, the phone is ringing, but I can't answer the... Oh, no, it stopped ringing. Still ringing. I can't answer the phone.
The next song is going to be called After the Jaw, The Wolf by Monster Larry.
They're a very good song. We'll answer your phone call. Let's get on with y'all.
Yeah, all right, sorry. Surrealistic Scenery by Xhol, band from Germany. They're sweet. Check it out. Please call while it's playing, and we can chat.
Yeah. Mark Vort of New Westminster raised awareness for cystic fibrosis and became the subject of an award-winning documentary. Celebrate her life at the 65 Red Roses Benefit Concert, February 11th at Massey Theater. Featuring Dan Mangan, Hannah Georges, and the Zolas, all proceeds will benefit the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit MasseyTheater.com or cfvancouver.ca.
Yeah, so that last track, well, the really long one, was by this band Xol from Germany, and they've been around for a while. That's a lot older, but yeah, that just came out on a comp, which I ranted about before. Then we had another comp on a song by Miss Smodern off a comp Love Is Love, and the song was Smodern. And then I played a little ad, a little public service announcement that says about the 65 Red Roses benefit on February 10th featuring the Zolas, and that was a song in the background, and I recognized it and didn't know what it was until they said the Zolas, who is, the Zolas are Lotus Child, ex-Lotus Child, who released an album.
And ICP, dude!
Yeah, so to remind everybody, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, the guy talking right now. So the next track is, do I have any
going
idea
what... Be, Vancouver's own Sexo Churcho with a track called The Floor. And then... we got Emeralds with Genetic.
Alrighty, so yeah, that was going to be Sex Church, because you were not even near the mic when you said that. Sex Church, band from Vancouver, this is their tune, and yeah, should be exciting. Alrighty. Thank you. And that was Sex Church, which that's like sacrilegious juxtaposition as far as, unless it's like post-marital Sex Church, in which case that's okay, but it better not be premarital Sex Church, because that is wrong.
About sex in the church.
Or sex in, I've had sex in a church parking lot. Booyah!
It'd probably do with temple, which makes it more good.
That's one of my few claim to fames, and I'd just like to share that with everybody. Totally did that. Anyway, nonetheless, so we're going to play...
Did you wear a Jimmy hat?
Our last... yeah, I did. We're going to... They don't even believe in Jimmy hats. This is great. So we're going to play our last tune, which is this band Emeralds. And it's three dudes jamming on instruments, including Marco McGuire, who is the only one I recognize, not personally, but he also just released a solo thing. And it's really good. These guys are really talented, and they've released a crap ton of music in the past 2 years. Like, a crap ton. Check it out.
Did the car get hot and steamy?
Maybe.
Was it cold out? Maybe it just got steamy.
It was pretty cold out, not gonna lie. This was in Toronto.
What were you listening to at the time?
Ooh, good question. Maybe nothing. I don't know if there were any tunes. Just sacrilegious activities.
Could you hear the choir in the background?
Only when it finished. You could hear a hallelujah. Anyway, oh crap, eh? We should. Anyway, Emeralds off their latest album, Does It Look Like I'm Here? And this is the track, Genetic.